Regarding proof texting, here's the question. Is proof texting something we should or shouldn't do? Let's define our terms. Proof texting is the practice of referencing a verse or passage of scripture to support a particular belief or argument. In many cases, just one verse. Here's how it's a bad thing. The danger is clear. Verses can be pulled out of context and used in ways they were never meant to be in order to defend a position or a belief. When a verse or a passage of the Bible is taken out of its historical or cultural setting, or when its literary genre isn't taken into account, it can be used to, quote, prove something the original author never intended. Here's a classic example, quoting Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This doesn't mean that you can jump out of a window and fly or lift a 5,000-pound boulder as long as you have Jesus in your heart. The danger is that poor proof texting can distort scripture and reinforce personal beliefs that are actually unbiblical. Taking a verse out of context undermines the Bible's beauty and power, turning it into a collection of one-liners used to support any opinion. On the flip side, we need proper proof texting. When done rightly, taking into account history, grammar, genre, and intended meaning, proof texting can be critical to truly understanding the Bible's message and morality. Although proof texting typically carries negative connotations, what we are actually speaking about here is called biblical exegesis. Ex meaning out of, and hegesis meaning to lead or to guide. Hence, the discipline of drawing out from a passage the proper understanding of its intended meaning. Today, many people take biblical themes like love and compassion, but import their own definitions and cultural understandings into them, divorced from any biblical support, and create a version of Christianity never intended by Christ or the scriptures. This is the opposite of exegesis, called eisegesis, eis meaning into, and hegesis meaning to lead or to guide. As opposed to exegesis, eisegesis means to import your own meaning or understanding into a verse or passage. To have only a thematic approach to your Christian theology and morality without any specific scriptural support is just as dangerous as ripping a verse out of context. We must be able to cite actual scripture to support and defend our theology and beliefs. Again, not only does this help us to follow the true teachings of our Lord and God's word, but it also helps keep Christianity unified in our morality and beliefs. We need the Bible, its passages, its verses, its words, to know what Christians are to believe, how to behave, and how to stay unified. When handled with humility, setting aside our preconceived notions, personal desires, and cultural expectations, and coming with regard for the full context, proof texting ensures we are preaching, teaching, and learning the truth. When used carelessly, it can mislead and damage our understanding of God's word. The takeaway is this: we must use scripture, but we must let it speak for itself, rather than use it as a tool to support our agendas.